All right, it's now 12:20, and I've just taken the pies out of the oven, and I'm here with Sarah at the oven, and she suggested, I said it might be time for audio, and she agreed. It seems an odd time to do audio, just as we're serving the pies. But we've been talking about this, the whole thing of courses creates a degree of structure, and ergo a degree of sort of sense of obligation. It's like, here's your soup, eat it. Here's your salad, eat it. Here's your pie, eat it. But it also adds structure and it adds a ritualistic element that is good, creates a kind of narrative arc. Narrative arc. It's a complicated question. But anyway, here's the pie. The pie's ready, finally. I thought I'd turned the oven on, but I hadn't, in keeping with the theme of the whole fiasco that this is. But that was okay, because Matt and Justin went back to Matt's house and got weed, which is good. All right, I can't serve the pie while I'm talking on the phone. So I'm going to have to hand the phone. Sarah, I can't serve the pie while I'm talking on the phone. So I'm going to hand the phone to you.
To me?
Yeah, you're going to have to talk.
Okay. Am I going to give commentary while you
serve the phone? You should do exactly. You should. If you don't want to talk, hand it to someone else or give it back to me. You should talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay. Crispy brown pies, ready for the.
I'm not hungry. I'm too.
You're not hungry?
No, I'm not.
You're not hungry when you look at these things.
I've been making these pies all day, so I've sort of been snacking, and also I'm just too. This is okay. Fucking shoots me. I'm all nervous and self-conscious and stupid, and that's exactly the opposite of what I expect. And I keep doing this. It fucks this thing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so.
It
makes a mess. Like I need to be able to be relaxed and just go.
Yeah, definitely. What are you nervous about?
I don't know. I'm stupid.
You're not stupid.
I'm sorry. God, this is bad. I'm nervous about not making things awesome.
And by no, that, this I'm looks for things so to be awesome.
Okay, well, good. Thanks. That's enough. Yeah. That's a good thing to say. We have the pie. This is the vegetarian one. It's like lentil and cheese. The recipe called the goat cheese.
What did you use?
I used just regular ordinary cheese because I discovered I've never bought goat cheese before.
It's really expensive.
It called for a kilo of goat cheese, and that would have cost about $55, and I shot my budget by about 1,000,000%. So I used regular cheese.
Do you want? We can put this somewhere where it can catch our audio.
Next question is: do we invite people to come and help themselves to pie, or do we serve up pie? What do we do?
I reckon we should get people to help themselves.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Use the participation, and that way that'll lessen. Like when the salad came out, it was fucking dead.
Yeah.
The vibe, because everyone's like, okay.
It's now like, now's like the time to eat.
No. It's much better to have
people. Yeah. No, we can use
but we do have to pay some mind to presentation. I'm not just going to slam these things down.
No. Yeah, but then we want the survival of the fittest kind of mentality to come out and they fight for their pie.
I like it. Interesting. No, it'd be interesting to observe. We should probably shoot some video or take some.
We should. How do we do that?
We probably. Is that enough audio for the moment? Yeah, probably.
The plan has been formed.
The plan's been formed. We're going to announce the pie and then watch all of the participants. We've got Hanley, we've got Grimsy, we've got Matt, we've got Justin, we've got Luke.
Maybe we
and
should
Pablo.
Divide it only into a certain amount of pieces and then first in best dress.
My sister who's not here this evening, Sarah, my sister who's not here this evening because she's at a roller derby, who says, us women, we're evil, is one of her favourite quotes. Sorry. But yeah, we'll make them fight the pie. We'll divide it. No.
No. I
you don't
want to
be too
prescriptive,
you reckon?
I reckon.
Yeah, man.
Bets on?
Who would I bet for? No, Luke, you're right.
Yeah.
Or possibly, I don't know, Justin's a bit of a wild card. I can't predict what he's going to do. He might be in there first, or he might not have any at all. We'll find out, and we'll report back.